What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. June is busting out all over, and I'd warned June about wearing those tight sweaters, but she didn't listen to me on that one. Anyway, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about, start of a brand new month here. And as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. Now, I did mention this story briefly yesterday, but I think it deserves another look, and it has to do with the audit down in Fulton County, Georgia. And there is this supposedly secure building where they are keeping all the ballots, and a security alarm went off in the middle of the night. And when they went to check it out, they found the building was wide open and unattended. And this, to me, first of all, the auditors, the people in charge of the recount, somebody dropped the ball on security. This may be as simple as compromising the security of the building so that when Fulton County says the ballots don't match the machines, the Democrats can say, well, you know, the building was broken into and somebody was changing the ballots to try and steal the election back for Donald Trump. But again, this is one of the dirtiest elections, most crooked elections we have ever seen. Over in Arizona, Senator Wendy Rogers is saying we need to look at what's going on from the Arizona audit, and primarily says the media, the corporate media, have served to fragment and erode our confidence. Well, I don't think so. The media have been in absolute goose step trying to reassure Americans our elections are honest and fair and transparent when the actual evidence that is surfacing shows quite the contrary. They're not going to regain the trust of the American people by simply having corporate media scream at us 24 hours a day, the elections are fair, the elections are fair, the elections are fair, the elections are fair, because after all, this is the same corporate media that assured us all that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, ad infinitum, ad nauseum. The Democrats are clearly desperate. You can smell the fear in the air. And there is absolutely nothing they will not do to prevent any of these audits going forward, or to try and discredit them or dismiss them or ridicule them, marginalize them any way they can. This is a full court press in terms of propaganda and fraud on top of fraud on top of the fraud on top of the fraud. Over in Texas, there was a little bit of a stink over the weekend where Texas, the Senate, overwhelmingly passed this new voter security bill. They're calling it a voting rights bill, and it calls for things like mandatory voter ID, restrictions on absentee and mail-in ballots, and just all kinds of common sense things to try and secure the election. The Democrats are out there screaming, it's voter suppression, it's voter suppression, it's voter suppression. And as a last desperate act, the Democrats literally walked out of the House of Representatives to prevent there being a quorum and a vote on the House version of the bill, which probably would have passed by a wide margin. So now Texas Governor Abbott is saying he is going to strip these Democratic state lawmakers of their pay and block all their budget requests, because the Democrats abandoned their duties and their obligation to the voters by walking out on the voting rights bill. And again, these kind of childish tactics betray just how desperate the Democrats are to keep the fraud in place, to make it part of the voting system from now on, so that we become a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. Michael Flynn, has backtracked on comments he made at a QAnon conference over the weekend, where he suggested a military coup similar to the one that occurred in Myanmar should happen in the United States. He's now denying that he said that, but there is video footage from the event in which he makes that statement. And I can understand where he's coming from, because the coup in Myanmar, the military coup in Myanmar, was in response to evidence of massive election fraud in the Myanmar elections. And somebody's got to do something about all this vote fraud going on. I certainly don't intend to accept the results of last November. Pretty much nobody around here accepts those results. Even Democrats I've talked to are acknowledging, yeah, there was something kind of hanky about that whole November election. All right, down in Miami, there was a mass shooting over the weekend. And what's really interesting is the police were busting this guy based on evidence from an FBI informant that this guy was a white supremacist and he was going to shoot up a Walmart. It turned out to be another fairy tale fantasy to demonize white supremacists. Meanwhile, completely undetected and unstopped by the police, these three individuals drove up to a party for a local rapper and opened fire, killing two and wounding 21. It probably would have been a lot worse, but there were attendees at this party who returned fire on the gunman. Now, they were caught on a security camera driving up in this white van with the assault rifles. And that van, the license plate was clearly readable, but as it turns out, the van was stolen and was abandoned in a canal. Now, the shooters were wearing hoods, but frankly, if you look at their body language, I think it's going to tell you just who was behind this shooting, and maybe it was a rival gang. There's a lot of gang crime going on down in Miami. Over in Tulsa, there were activists from the new Black Panther Party that basically came on out for this armed march in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was supposed to be a peaceful commemoration of a very unfortunate incident that happened there about 100 years ago. And one of the armed black supremacists was out there shouting, "There will come a time when we will kill everything white in sight." So if you are a cloud or a snowbank, you may be in trouble on all of that. Okay. Over in North Carolina, their Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has come down hard opposing critical race theory, saying that it is actually a mirror of the teachings of the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason he said that is because critical race theory teaches that a person's skin color is the most important thing about them. And that was something that the KKK was also teaching. And it's very frustrating for Martin Luther King to have fought so hard for, you know, his I Have a Dream speech, that we're going to judge each other by the content of our character and not by the color of our skin. And you have all these black activists out there saying, yes, yes, let's judge by the color of the skin. Okay. There was over in Central Connecticut at State University, there was another report of a noose hanging out there. Oh, horror of hearts, the KKK. It turned out actually to be a U.S. flag on a construction crane. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, yes, nooses can be used for bad things, but tying a loop in a rope is necessary for all kinds of things, like mooring a boat or hoisting a flag. You know, even tying your shoes on if you're still using laces on there. And it reminds me of the people who were paid so much money in the Middle Ages to be witch hunters, and they saw witches everywhere. And now we have all these Black Lives Matter people who are trying to see racism everywhere, even when it doesn't exist. And that's exactly what's happening. Getting on back to what happened in the Capitol in January 6th, story coming out of Station Gossip, there is new evidence that has surfaced showing it was the Capitol Police inciting violence, and they fired exploding flash grenades into the crowd. And the exploding grenade was fired into a crowd of men, women, and children. So the Capitol Police started the violence. They continued with Ashley Babbitt. And the media is still out there trying to convince you that it was the Trump supporters who were the villains in all of this. But then, heck, it's not like any of us listen to the corporate media anymore. I mean, they've really rendered themselves irrelevant. And it's not surprising CNN has lost 70% of their viewership. And you can kind of have to wonder what kind of brain-dead morons comprise that remaining 30% of their audience. Because maybe they just want to be lied to. Maybe they just want to stay in their homes and be reassured that everything is just fine and there's no reason to worry about what may be happening following that vaccination. Jeffrey Epstein is in the news again, and it has now come on out that the prison records covering the time that he died had been falsified. Now, there are prison guards out there claiming that they were just taking a nap and that Epstein did, in fact, hang himself. They've had a plea deal, so they're not really going to face much trouble. But it does confirm the fact that the records were altered, and that means all kinds of things could have happened. And Epstein, for all we know, is down in the Caymans, you know, playing canasta with who knows what all else criminal has faked their own death. Getting on to COVID-19, yes, it's still out there and it's still a problem. Boris Johnson is out there on the warpath, if you will, or the needle path, saying that we need to vaccinate the world by 2022. And I don't think so. It's all about the money. And over in the Straits Times, they have an article saying that, yes, the COVID-19 vaccine shot will become a yearly shot like the flu shot. And over at Big Pharma, they're saying money, 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 because that's what it's really all about, is maximizing the profit from sick and suffering individuals. It's all about the Benjamins. Meanwhile, some other news is coming on out showing that vaccines, we've already seen the evidence, they're harmful. They may not even be necessary. Story out of Domagood is saying that an antibody that develops naturally in your body following the common cold will neutralize the COVID-19 virus. So if you've had the common cold, you are immune to COVID-19. You don't need a vaccine. Now, the study is out there saying that natural immunity is actually more effective against COVID-19 than whatever it is those vaccines are doing. Over in China, they had been relaxing their lockdowns and distancing procedures because the regular COVID-19 had been in decline. But now the so-called Indian variant has crossed the border, and it is surging through the population. So there's that one. Yesterday, we were reporting on scientists who said there is no natural predecessor to the COVID-19 virus. It had to be man-made. And now there's another study, a 22-page paper, quoting British professor Angus Dalgleish. He was famous for creating the world's first HIV vaccine, and Norwegian virologist Dr. Birger Sorensen, who have said there are genetic markers inside COVID-19 proving it is man-made. And there are, you know, certain non-natural amino acids that are used as markers inside DNA strains that are being manufactured, kind of like a bookmark, if you will, and they're present in the COVID-19. Now, China is warning that Biden's recently ordered probe into the Wuhan lab leak theory could be America's Waterloo. And they're comparing the new COVID investigation to the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. In other words, it's another big, huge hoax. And China is saying the United States is taking a dangerous stance. And more than that, Chinese officials are coming forward saying that COVID-19 actually started in the United States. And they're... spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lujian Zhao, took to Twitter to suggest the origin of COVID-19 was 19, and said when did patient zero begin in the U.S.? How many people are infected? And he was saying it might have been the United States Army that brought the epidemic to Wuhan, because remember there was a military game taking place over there that the U.S. was involved in near Wuhan, and many of those U.S. soldiers turned out to be ill. So, again, we're seeing all these links to various universities in the United States. We know that the U.S. was funding a lot of this research at the Wuhan Institute. And what China may mean by this new investigation. Now, remember, Biden canceled the State Department investigation into COVID-19 and then reordered a new one by the intelligence services, who I wouldn't trust to tell me if it was a rainy day or not. And but if it does backfire and it turns out that this did in fact come from the United States, that it was artificial, that China was contracted to do some work on what was potentially a biological weapon, it's really going to be an ugly, ugly situation. Now, Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, he's the lead Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is saying that it is more likely than not that COVID-19 originated from a lab accident, and calling all of the earlier reports about bats and wet markets and all the rest of it the worst cover-up in human history. I'm not sure about that. That cover-up they had of the Boston Marathon bombing, that was pretty sloppy. The cover-up of 9/11 was pretty sloppy. The cover-up of TWA 800 was really sloppy. The cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster, that really takes the record for being sloppy. Another article, this one came on over from loops.hama.blog, and it's drawing a parallel with the recent about-face in our corporate media with the portion of George Orwell's 1984 where the orator is giving a lengthy wartime speech at a rally praising the heroic ally of Eurasia and denouncing the arch enemy of East Asia, but is then quietly handed a note partway through and immediately reverses it. Basically saying we've always been at war with Eurasia and East Asia is our friend. And that's exactly what we saw with the corporate media that was saying natural origin, natural origin, natural origin, skid marks, China, 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 China. Now, the World Health Organization has decided to rename the Indian variant COVID Delta. Because they want all the mutant strains to be rebranded to avoid geographic stigma. And, if that's all the World Health Organization can do about this, we're in real, real trouble. Over in Delhi, the number of COVID cases has just plunged after a mass distribution of ivermectin. It is turning out this is an effective cure for COVID-19, but Big Pharma doesn't want cures. Cures are a bad business model. They want ongoing costly treatments and vaccines to maximize their profits at your expense, both monetarily and in cases your health as well, side effects and so forth. COVID cases fall below 10,000 for the first time in more than a year, but Fauci is warning America can't declare victory yet. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsor.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here, and a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so that we can continue to do what we are doing here, which is keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. And state your preference, include your t-shirt size if necessary, and a return address to send it back to you. And if you donate $115, that's 115, you will get both promotional items. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms training deal. That's still going on, and that is a real sweet deal for Second Amendment enthusiasts. Okay, so we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about how Dr. Fauci is saying, even though COVID is clearly on the decline in the United States, and, you know, we shouldn't really, you know, declare victory, and we shouldn't give up the lockdowns and the masks, and the, you know, he's really drunk on his own power, in my opinion. And you know, we're hearing a lot of these issues out there where it's like they want to keep that kind of social control in place. They just don't have a good excuse for it yet. Maybe that's why they ginned up this so-called Indian variant. Now, a while back, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration had issued a statement saying that employees could sue their employers for vaccine injuries if the employers had mandated the vaccines as a condition of employment. Well, then OSHA turned around and reversed that, saying, no, you know, you can't sue. And now they are suspending the requirement for employers to report vaccine-related injuries. They don't want to see those numbers. They don't want you to see those numbers. And if we are, in fact, back in 1976 territory, where the vaccine is actually causing more harm than the virus, you know, the government and big pharma and the corporate media are definitely not going to want you to know that, because, first of all, people will get angry at the government for having done this. And second, it's going to vindicate all of the people who are out here in independent media saying, be cautious about what you're doing. And corporate media doesn't want that to happen either. They're struggling to maintain their credibility in their audience. You know, the audience is coming over here to independent media. And I'll admit, we're cheating. We're using the truth. That makes it really easy for us to compete against corporate media. Now, speaking of censorship, there's this doctor, Dr. Luigi Warren, got kicked out of his Twitter account because he posted a tweet saying people who have taken the jab can shed these spike proteins, which are becoming problematic. Now, here is the interesting part of it. Dr. Warren invented the technology on which the mRNA vaccine is based, but Twitter has decided they know better than the good doctor what you should know and not know about spike proteins. Okay. The CDC, however, has begun an investigation into reports of serious heart inflammation in people between 16 and 45 years of age after receiving the mRNA vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna. And so they're taking a look at 125 of these cases. And again, I'm not sure I would trust what they're going to conclude, but they're having to take a look because there are so many reports out there about people coming down with these problems. Okay, another story, and this is about keeping that control down there. This is from Politico, and it's basically saying that the COVID lockdown rules on liquor, pot, and telemedicine might and should last past the pandemic. And yeah, you know, we're saying the pandemic says, you know, we need to ease the rules to make life at home more bearable. But there seems to be an agenda to basically keep us in compliance with all of these rules and regulations, even though the pandemic that justified them is clearly on the wane. Okay. Dr. Ahmed Hankir is actually saying it would be dangerous to our mental health to go back to our old way of living too quickly. He said it needs to be phased out slowly. So, again, we're hearing all those people who became rich and powerful and influential with masks and lockdowns. They want to hang on to that power. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to get into the international news now. This is a story that started breaking late last week, and it's basically that the U.S. national security system, the intelligence agencies, aided by Denmark, spied on top European politicians, including Angela Merkel. And France has basically come on out through their Secretary of State for European Affairs saying this is extremely serious. And if it is true, and it probably is, it may have consequences. Now, remember, we're not talking about spying on the enemy. We're not talking about espionage in time of war. We're talking about politicians and governments that are supposed to be our friend. And the U.S. was still spying on them, just like they spy on all of us. And so Merkel shouldn't feel like it's personal. The European Union, through the chief Ursula von der Leyen, has warned Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko it is time to change course, and basically offered a bribe of €3 billion as a support package to Belarus if Lukashenko leaves power. Now, Lukashenko is Europe's most liberal leader, and I'm wondering why they're after him. But they're trying to bribe him to step down. I guess they couldn't rig the election against him. Meanwhile, the United States is warning Venezuela against welcoming Persian warships in Venezuela. Now, you've got the U.S. is parking warships off the Iranian coast, as a matter of fact. But the U.S. is getting very nervous as a pair of Iranian warships have neared the African coast, sparking speculation that they might wind up in the Western Hemisphere. It's going to be a little rough getting around the horn. So the two ships, one is a frigate, the other is an old oil tanker converted to a staging base, and they're still off Africa's east coast. And the supposition is they'll eventually loop around Africa and then maybe cross the Atlantic to show up in Venezuela. And the U.S. is out there wagging their finger at the Venezuelans and saying, don't you do that. So over in Beijing, they are calling for equipping the People's Liberation Army with even more nuclear weapons to deter the United States. For some reason, China has it in their head that the United States represents a threat and has hostile intentions toward them. I don't know where they get that idea, but that seems to be where they're coming from. And the Chinese have a huge stock of DF-41, JL-2, and JL-3 missiles. The DF-41 is China's solid-fueled road mobile ICBM, and the JL-2 and JL-3 are China's intercontinental range submarine-launched ballistic missiles. All three of the missiles can carry nuclear warheads. Oh, everybody's rattling their sabers here. Over in Israel and Palestine, and boy, don't you get sick of hearing about Israel all the time? I certainly do. But they are causing trouble, and we need to pay attention. Story coming out of Palestine Chronicle, the Israeli occupation authorities have approved plans for the construction of 560 settlement units in Bethlehem, built on Palestinian land. And the director of the Wall and Settlement Resistance Commission office in Bethlehem, Hassan Brija, said the construction of these new settlement units in Mitzad settlement, built illegally on Palestinian land in the villages of Kisan and Al-Rashida, were approved yesterday. So Israel is still out there stealing Palestinian lands. And if you say, I think that's wrong, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, you know, we're the victim. And God gave us that land and blah, 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 blah. Now, over at the United Nations, the Human Rights Council voted 24-9 last Thursday to launch an investigation against Israel for alleged war crimes, including during the recent war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And they are calling for an arms embargo against Israel. Now, an additional 14 countries out of the 47-member body abstained. None of the European Union countries supported the measure. So right there, you know who is under Israel's thumb and who is not. And, of course, in that center point in the thumbprint, and this is coming out of Reuters, the United States has said it regrets the UN move to launch the Gaza probe. And saying that it threatens to imperil the progress that has been made toward resolving the Israel-Palestine conflict. Well, I think Israel's recent bombing of Gaza probably did a lot more damage to that. Meanwhile, China is sending emergency humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian government at the earliest possible date. This is coming from the China International Development Cooperation Agency. Spokesperson Tian Lin said that in order to help the Palestinian government and people cope with the emergency humanitarian crisis and demonstrate the international humanitarian spirit, the Chinese government has launched an assistance response mechanism, and good for China on that one. Okay. Interestingly enough, in Washington, D.C., on Memorial Day weekend, 35,000 people attended a rally in support of Palestine, and you probably didn't see any video or pictures of this in the American corporate media, I'll wager. I saw a photo, and it was a huge, huge demonstration, peaceful, but definitely a lot of people. The tide is turning, and I think pretty much everybody understands Israel lost the public relations war on this last attack on Gaza because Israel comes across as a bully shooting fish in a barrel. Because those Palestinians, they're basically surrounded. They're in an enclave. They're not allowed across the border. They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force. They don't have a standing army. And Israel just goes on in with all these U.S.-supplied weapons plus whatever's coming out of their laboratory to basically test it so they can go to other countries and say, see, we've already proved this will kill a lot of people. And, look at all that Palestinian blood out there. Over at WhatsApp, dozens of Palestinian journalists had their accounts blocked during the media coverage of the recent confrontation between Israel and Palestine in the Gaza Strip. And journalists from Al Jazeera and Agence France-Presse, based in occupied East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip, said they received messages from WhatsApp informing them their accounts were blocked for breaching community standards. So apparently showing what Israel is doing to the Palestinians is a violation of WhatsApp community standards, which is why I will never use WhatsApp. Tazeen Al-Astal, the vice president of the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate, told Agence France-Presse that an estimated 100 journalists in Gaza had their WhatsApp accounts blocked. Okay. Now, Facebook, because of their very blatant bias in the reporting about what's going on in the Middle East, their approval rating and advertising sales are plummeting. And so they've got a reputation crisis on their hands, and it's going to be very hard for them to deal with that as long as they continue to toady up to Israel's point of view about what is going on, because people are sick and tired of Israel, and they're sick and tired of social media and corporate media that are there carrying Israel's water at every point there. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is still involved in a fight trying to hang on to power, and Netanyahu backers slammed these two right-wing parties that are forming a coalition government. They're denouncing them as traitors, picketed their homes, issued threats that led police to provide additional security for at least two of the targeted politicians. And so, Netanyahu is not going to give up without a fight, and I'm afraid there will be a fight. Over at the Navy, this is a story coming out of military.com. The U.S. Navy has what they call a Super Hornet gap. They don't have enough of those, and so they're getting ready to receive F-16 Fighting Falcon fighter jets from the Air Force. And the idea is that some of their Hornet models are considered legacy models. They're outdated. They don't have the latest bells and whistles. So the Navy is going to shelve roughly 55 aircraft over the next year. Gee, I wonder what they cost. And, they want to transition to the F/A-18EF Super Hornet, but they don't have enough yet. So they're going to fill in that gap with some Air Force F-16s. Meanwhile, the Air Force itself is getting ready to mothball dozens of A-10s, F-15s, and F-16s in the fiscal year 22 budget. They want to send more than 200 aircraft to the boneyard to free up $1.3 billion in savings that they can reinvest in cutting-edge technologies like the sixth-generation fighter, which they tell us will be a lot more cost-effective and reliable than the F-35, and they want to get into hypersonic weapons in a big way because they're lagging behind Russia and China. Another interesting little story, the Army is seeking a big boost in new weapons for combat arms units in the 2022 budget request, pardon me, but they're actually cutting the amount of ammunition that it will use to train with amid more than $500 million in cuts to bullets and other things that go bang. So they'll have more guns but less bullets. Speaking of hypersonic, a Chinese physicist has said that a new wind tunnel in Beijing will be put into service soon. It is capable of Mach 30, and this will be just an amazing research platform for hypersonic research and development. It's going to put China between 20 and 30 years ahead of the West. The United States does not have anything approaching Mach 30 in terms of a wind tunnel. Let's get into the economic news here. The pandemic era housing protections, the eviction moratorium, they expire this month, and millions could face eviction. That is going to be an ugly, ugly situation unless somebody can do something about it. And it's not just the renters and mortgage payers that are in trouble. Landlords are in trouble because the rents haven't been coming in. The banks that issued those mortgages, they're in trouble. The whole thing is this rat's nest of red ink, if you will. If they start throwing people out on the streets in those kind of numbers, I think we're going to definitely see rioting in the streets. Story out of Investment Watch blog. It looks like gold is headed up and may test new highs. So that's good news for those of you who were wise enough to get into precious metals. Meanwhile, Joe Biden was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Actually, he's visiting Tulsa, Oklahoma today to mark the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre. And he made a point of saying that he is going to take new steps to close the racial wealth gap. And it sounds a lot like we're going to take money from the white people and give it to the black people. In other words, communism, not to mention buying the black vote for the coming elections. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court slammed down provisions of Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID spending package that designated billions of priority financial aid to businesses owned by women and minorities. Pardon me. And the court slammed it down, saying it's still racist, it's wrong, and everybody has to be treated with an even hand. Over in Great Britain, their bank, HSBC Holdings, has announced they're going to sell most of their retail locations across the United States, reducing 148 branches down to 58 and winding down an additional 35 to 40 branches. They're basically moving out of retail banking to focus on the wealth management needs of its high net worth clients. In other words, it doesn't want to be bothered with you hoi polloi with your little tiny savings accounts. So HSBC will go from 1.4 million customers to about 300,000 in the U.S. and will not be servicing customers with basic checking and savings accounts in balances below 75,000 or any businesses with a turnover of $5 million or less, according to the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, one area of the economy that's doing very well, gun sales are up 64%. Research is showing that about a fifth of all Americans who bought guns last year were first-time gun owners. sales usually spike around the elections, but the sheer volume is definitely notable. Now, if we could just find ammunition to go with those guns, and it's still a mystery where all that ammo is going, especially if the military is cutting back on their training needs. And finally, before we hit the commercial break, one business that's doing very well is chip manufacturers. There's a global shortage, and so those chip manufacturers who are in business right now, their revenues are reaching historic highs, and they can't get those things out the door fast enough. So basically, good for them. Getting on to the immigration news here, the Biden administration Friday stated that families arriving at the U.S. border with Mexico would have their court proceedings fast-tracked fewer than 2 weeks after it announced it was lifting pandemic limitations on asylum. So illegal immigrants pouring on in, carrying all kinds of diseases with them. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. And poor preacher.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Right. Just a couple of observations. Yesterday's situation update from Mike Adams on Memorial Day. He broke down to the five levels of coercion that the United States government will use to bring us to getting that vaccine, that death shot.
Yeah.
Basically, he spoke of, you know, with the first level, you know, just, you know, the random idiots, you know, the early adopters, the people that are like, oh, there's a vaccine. Great. Let's take it. And then level two of the coercion, dude, is basically, you know, to get people to take the vaccine by bribing them with food and lottery tickets.
Yeah, or holding my mother-in-law hostage.
Yep. Level three is basically corporate America bringing down the gauntlet, dude, and they're saying, well, in order for you to fly on an airplane, this is the stage that we're currently in right now. To either to fly or to go to a movie theater or go to a baseball game. And then next coming is four, where, you know, you're going to be fined. And five is basically do guns at the door. And if you guys want to hear more about that, check out Mike Adams' situation update for Memorial Day. I think it's an eye-opener for sure. My second observation is I'm noticing that, you know, how our society is really starting to fall apart. You know, the NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know most of you don't care about sports or anything like that, but there's good thing to note from this. One of the Brooklyn Nets players, you know, had gone to the center insignia piece, dude, for the Boston Celtics and stomped on it. And then basically a fan threw a water bottle, dude, at the player as he was going into the tunnel. And now he has a felony for assault with a deadly weapon, dude. A nearly empty water bottle, you guys. This is where our society is going. Other than that, you know, I just look at, you know, the Biden situation getting worse, and I want to know where this rumor of Trump, dude, possibly coming back in August. I mean, that I read this on Yahoo, because you have to look at the enemy, the enemy's periodicals, dude, to see what they're talking about. And get both sides of the, you know, get things from the wokies and all that, man.
Well, you know, they talk about Trump coming back in August. I mean, they've been saying that pretty much the entire year. And it's based on the idea that some of these audits are finally going to complete basically indicate that there was massive election fraud. I'm very concerned about what happened down in Fulton County, Georgia. I think that building was compromised just so that the Democrats could say the ballots being counted weren't the ones that were cast by the voters, and it's just a pathetic attempt to discredit the audit.
I mean, Michael, we already know, dude, that election fraud happened. All of us remember Ruby Freeman and her daughter in our minds. We all remember what happened at Cobalt Hall in Detroit, dude, where they boarded up the windows and wouldn't let Republicans in. So, you know, that was the proof right there that's etched in all of our minds. And you know, the fact of the matter is that regardless if they find out, you know, voter fraud or not, unless we, the people, do something, dude, Joe Biden's still going to be there.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right about that. Marco, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We've got callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.